Okay, so we're moving into the next in Psuki de Zimran Shabbos. This week we'll do the Shir, Levad, Bischus, everything going on, and Eretz Yisrael, and the safe week. And we say Haluka, Halus Hashem. So Yitzias Mitzrayim compliments Shabbos, while Shabbos testifies that Hashem created the world. All the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim testify that he continues to supervise and guide history. And this capital recounts the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the travels through the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael. And it ends with the conclusion that it's worthless to worship anything except for Hashem. And this capital also discusses receiving the Torah as well as creation. And it opens, says, Haluka halu es Hashem, halu avde Hashem. That Haluka, praise the name of Hashem, praise you servants of Hashem. And so as David explains, the Pasuk is saying, praise Hashem. And who should be the ones to praise Hashem? The servants of Hashem should praise the name of Hashem, but not the Rishoim. And the Sforno learns, praise Hashem for the good he did with us in Golos, that even though his name was incomplete, he never let us be completely destroyed in the hands of the Goyim, who each and every day try to wipe us out. And now at the Geula, where his name is now complete, he shows his midas rachamim, and therefore praise Hashem. And it continues, we are now the avdei Hashem, the servants of Hashem, and no longer of any foreign king. She'omdim beveis Hashem, bechatzros beis elokeinu. You who stand in the house of Hashem, in the courtyards of the house of God. And the Sforno learns, this is talking to the ones who study Torah in the shuls and study halls, whose responsibility it is to teach all of Klal Yisrael to praise Hashem. And the Ben Ezra says it's talking about the Kahanim, who are Omnim Beveis Hashem, and the Leviim, who are Bechatros Beis Lelkenu, that are in the Ezra's Noshim. And the Radak learns it's talking to the Kahanim, who are in the house of Hashem, and to all of Klal Yisrael, who daven in the courtyards, as they cannot enter into the Heichel. Haluka Kitov Hashem Zamru Lishmo Kinom. Praise Hashem, for Hashem is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. And the Sforno learns, for he is good, since he took you from living under the rule of others, and sing to his name, since he desires chesed, and took you from the nations, so you could do tshuva, learn Torah, do mitzvahs, and be zochet to the Mashiach and Olam Haba. And the Radak says it's proper to praise Hashem, as he is always good, and always does good. Ki Yaakov bachal okay Yisrael l'skulasof, Hashem selected Yaakov for his own, and Yisrael as his treasure. And the Sforno learns, even while we're in Golos, we are selected as we are still the children of Yaakov. And the Radak explains, therefore you are fitting to praise Hashem more than all other nations, since he chose you from all the nations. And the Malbim says that Yaakov represents the multitude of the Jews, while Yisrael represents the great people amongst us. And Hashem chooses even ordinary Jews for his own, but Yisrael is his treasure. Keni yadati ki gadol Hashem v'adoneinu mikol Elohim. For I know that Hashem is greater, our Lord, than all heavenly powers. And then when Ezra learns, David is saying, it's clear to me his greatness, so I'm asking from you that you should bless and praise him from all the malachim and lowly gods, which are nothing. And the Radak says the same and continues, that we took him as a master and God as opposed to all the other nations that serve the Tzva Hashemayim. And you're greater than all of them, as they all have to serve you and follow your commands. Kol shechofetz Hashem osa b'shemayim uvaretz b'yam v'chol tahomos. Whatever Hashem wished he did in heaven and on earth, in the sea and all the depths. And the Radak learns, whatever Hashem wanted he did, but not so the malachim or the celestial beings, as they can only do Hashem's will. And the Sforno says, not only do all the mentioned things not do their own will, they do things that are keneged their own teva, keneged their own nature. And the Malbim learns that not only did Hashem create Eretz, Shemayim and Eretz, he created all that is in them, the sun, the moon, the stars, the flowers, animals, people. Mal Nesiyim Mikseh Haaretz Barakim Lamotar Asa Motzei Ruch Metzorosav. He raises clouds from the end of the earth. He made lightning bolts for the rain. He brings forth wind from his treasuries. And the Radak explains Nesiyim are Anonim, are clouds. And he says the reason they're called Nesiyim is because they go up from the earth and become crowned up above. The end of the earth means from the sea. And he makes lightning with the rain, that even though lightning is fire and rain is water, the rain does not extinguish them. And then the wind blows the rain in the direction that it wants. Clouds, lightning, and rain, we know, are things that we see, while wind is something that's unseen, and just like something that's kept in a treasury. And since we don't know when the wind is there until it actually is blowing, it is as if he's taking it out now when we actually feel it. Shehika b'chori Mitzrayim e'odam ad behema. It was he who smote the firstborn of Mitzrayim from man to beast. And the Radak and Eben Ezra learned of an Amelech chose to start with Makas b'choros because it was through this Makah that Klal Yisrael went out. And the Eben Ezra adds another explanation that this Makah was a Nes b'soch Nes because besides destroying their b'chorim, he saved our b'chorim. Shalach osos u'mosim b'sochechi Mitzrayim b'faro v'chol avodav. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, Mitzrayim, upon Paro and upon all of his servants. And the Radak says this pasuk is discussing now the other Makos. And they were called Osos and Movsim because if these Makos just happened, then even the Jews should have been hit by each plague. But as we know, only the Mitzrayim had the Makos and not Klal Yisrael. And that was because they were signs and wonders and did exactly what Hashem desired. He says they obviously hit all the Mitzrayim. But Paro and his servants were singled out to show that even in their positions of power, they couldn't save themselves from the will of Hashem. And the Malbim explains that these last two psukim, that we as Klal Yisrael don't need miracles to recognize that Hashem is in charge. For us, it's the rain, it's the lightning that's enough. However, for the Mitzrayim and Paro, who claim, Lo Yodati as Hashem, I don't know of any Hashem, they needed these miracles to realize that Hashem runs the world. Shehika goyim rabim v'harag malachim atzumim. It was he who smote many nations and slew mighty kings. And the Radak learns, Bnei Yisrael was just a small nation that came out of slavery. And these nations were all big and strong and had their own lands. And Klal Yisrael fought against them and defeated them. And how is this possible? It's only because it was the will of Hashem. And the Mitzvah David says, we're referring to the seven nations we fought when we entered Eretz Yisrael. The Eben Ezra says it refers to the Malchei Midyan or to Sichon and Og. L'Sichon Melech Ha'amori, L'Og Melech Ha'Bashan, L'Chol Mamelchos Kenan. Sichon, king of Amori, O king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Kenan. And the Mefarshim learned it singled out Sichon and Og because of their strength, and then it included the rest of the Malchei Kenan. And the Radak gives another explanation that they were singled out because they fought against Klal Yisrael first. And the Malbim once again explains these Tzupsukim, that again that these Nisim were not for Klal Yisrael, but again, for those that we had fought, they needed these miracles to see the hand of Hashem. V'nosan artsam nachlo nachli shal amo. He presented their land as a heritage for Yisrael's people. And the Mefarshim will basically say that Hashem gave it to us as a heritage, and then the pasuk gave it as a heritage, and then the pasuk tells us that to whom did he give it to? He gave it to Klal Yisrael, his people. And the Radak explained, since we were the chosen from all other nations, he therefore had given us the chosen land. Hashem Shimcha L'Olam, Hashem Zichrcha L'Dar V'Dar. Hashem is your name forever. Hashem is your memorial throughout the generations. And the Radak says, with the wonders you have done for Klal Yisrael, your name will be remembered by them forever. And the Mitzvah David learns that just as his kochos were in the past, they will continue forever. Ki Yodin Hashem Amo V'Alvadav Yisnachem. When Hashem will judge his people, he will relent concerning his servants. And the Radak explains that even though the Nachle gave us is right now in the hands of others, and we are in Golus, it won't be this way forever, because the time will come that Hashem will do judgment and take it back from the Goyim to give it to us. And he continues and he explains he relents concerning his servants because they already received their punishments for all of their averos. The Mitzvah David learns that the time will come where Hashem will judge his nation and take revenge for those against the other nations. And he will relent means that he will have thoughts to do good to Klal Yisrael. Atzabi hagoyim kesev izav ma'ase yidei adam. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, human handiwork. The Mitzvah David learns the avodah zarah which the nations serve are silver and gold and made by man, and therefore are nothing. And the Radak adds that they will recognize that they are nothing since they won't save them from all their sorrows. Pe lehem v'lo yidaberu, anayim lehem v'lo yiru. They have mouths but do not speak. They have eyes but do not see. The Mitzvah David explains, if they would make them mouths, what would they help? They can't speak anyway. And the Eben Ezra learns that besides for our neshama, our speech is what makes us more choshev than all other creations. Yet these idols can't speak. Their creators are more choshev than them, as the people who made them can speak, and they can't. And the Radak says they make them in form of man, but they can't make them alive, that they should speak with their mouths or see with their eyes. As nayim lehem v'lo yazinu, af ein yesh ruch b'fiem, They have ears, but they do not hear, neither is there any breath in their mouth. And the Mepharshim explained, there isn't any breath in their mouth, even like an animal. And certainly they can't speak like man. And once it says there's no breath, it does not have to therefore list the ruach of their nose. Kimohem yioseim kol shebotech behem. Like them shall their makers become, everyone who trusts in them. And the Mrs. David explains this is a klala, a curse, that those who make these idols and those who trust in them should become like them, not being able to speak, hear, or see. And the Radak says this will be at the time of the Geula, that they will be destroyed and therefore will be as lifeless as the idols, or it's just a tefillah that we're asking for this to take place. Beis Yisrael, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Beis Aharon, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. The house of Yisrael, bless Hashem, the house of Aaron, bless Hashem. And then Mrs. David explains, since he separated you from the mistaken nations, you again therefore need to bless Hashem. And the Sforno says that the reason you didn't bless Hashem till now while you were in the Golos was only because we weren't able to. Beis HaLevi, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Yiri Hashem, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, the house of Levi, bless Hashem, and those who fear Hashem, bless Hashem. And Rashi and the Mitzvahs David learn, the Yiri Hashem are the Geirim. And the Radak says it's the Chachamim that are separated to learn in the house of Hashem, or it's those who fear Hashem from all the nations who come to Davin in the house of Hashem. And the Ibn Ezra explains these two psukim, that first we list Klal Yisrael, then we list the most honored ones, the Kahanim, then the rest of their Shevet, the Levim, and we end with those who fear Hashem. And the Perek, the capital ends, Baruch Hashem et Sion, Shochin Yishlaim Haluka, blessed is Hashem from Sion, he who dwells in Shalayim Haluka. And then Sforno learns that the bracha will emanate from Tzion, as that is when Mashiach will come, and Hashem will then rest in Yerushalayim. And praised be Hashem, who kept his children going amongst all the nations. So the story and the homework, so I happen to have seen, and it's a Gemara we mentioned in the past in the Vad, but I saw a different shot in it and thought it would be something to share. So the Gemara brings in Rosh Hashanah, it says that there were two people that were sick, and they had the equal sickness. One got better, one did not get better. And the Gemara asks, why would one get better and one not? So the Gemara says, this one was davened and was answered, this one davened and was not answered. And the Gemara says, why was that? So this one, the Gemara says, this one davened a tefillah shlema, and therefore he was answered. And the one who did not daven a tefillah shlema was not answered. And Rashi, which is the pshat that everyone works with, says tefillah shlema means niskaven, that one davened with kavana while one davened without kavana. And I saw that Rav Matisyahu Salman asks that if someone's on their is sick and they know the only answer is Hashem, what does that mean they davened without kavana? If you know this is the only place to go, then obviously both of them should be davening in the same fashion. And he brings, I think it's Rav Elia Lapian that he brings, that says that there are times that a person, both of them go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know what, there's not really much hope. One of them gives up at that point, but knows, from his teachings, that, you daven. And the other one says, all right, the doctor is nice, but at the end of the day, I know it's in Hashem's hands. And they say that's what the Gemara is saying, is that there's one, the one who believes in his tefillah and believes that Hashem's really in charge, he's the one who was answered, he's the one who got better, and the one who just goes through the motions because, we daven, but doesn't really believe in the koach tefillah, he's the one who will not be saved. And we just have to think about as we go through our tefillos, especially now with everything going on in Eretz Yisrael, and it shouldn't spread onto our shores, but we should just realize that the tefillos that we say will work, but we need to believe in them and we need to trust that it's the tefillah that has the power and not just that we go through the motions and we say these words, because if we just say the words, then chas v'shalom, these tefillos are not answered. And the homework obviously is next Shabbos morning as we get to this Halleluka, Hallelu es Shem Hashem, to stop and think a little of what we're saying through this tefillah, as we prepare to go into the Hallel HaGadol.